The Fight at the Pass of Thermopylae by Charlotte M. Young. Narrated by Jonathan Waite. There was trembling in Greece. The great king, as the Greeks called Xerxes, the chief ruler of the east, was marshalling his forces against the little free states that nestled amid the rocks and gulfs of the eastern Mediterranean, the whole of which together would hardly equal one province of the huge Asiatic realm. Moreover, it was a war not only on the men, but on their gods. The Persians were zealous adorers of the sun and the fire. They abhorred the idol worship of the Greeks, and defiled and plundered every temple that fell in their way. Death and desolation were almost the best that could be looked for at such hands. Slavery and torture from cruelly barbarous masters would only too surely be the lot of numbers, should their land fall a prey to the conquerors. The muster place was at Sardis, and there Greek spies had seen the multitudes assembling and the state and magnificence of the king's attendants. Envoys had come from him to demand earth and water from each state in Greece, as emblems that land and sea were his, but each state was resolved to be free, and only Thessaly, that which lay first in his path, consented to yield the token of subjugation. A council was held at the Isthmus of Corinth, and attended by deputies from all the states of Greece.